Tomorrow is Army Day. Let's all send congratulations to the men in the Army.
The Johnson's Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Dick LeGrand, and me, Harlow Wilcox. The script is by Don Quinn and Phil Leslie. Music by the Kingsmen and Billy Mills Orchestra. For further information about this program, read the interesting two-part story by Robert Yoder starting in the Saturday Evening Post, out tomorrow. Fibber and Molly, join us in a moment. You've heard me tell you how wonderful the new 1949 Glow Coat is. Well, tonight, I want to tell you about the biggest bargain in beauty ever offered by the makers of Johnson's Wax. It's the twin can sale, and here's what that means. When you go to the store tomorrow, you can get a can of Johnson's 1949 Glow Coat at half price when you buy one can at the regular price. Either pints or quarts. They're welded together. Take your choice. You save 29 cents on the twin pints. You save 49 cents on the twin quarts. Now, frankly, Johnson offers you this bargain for just one reason. We want you to find out for yourself how much better the new 1949 Glow Coat is. How much more brightly your floors will shine. How much longer the shine will last. How quickly you can transform all of your floors and linoleum. Everybody likes beautiful floors. Everybody likes a real bargain. Now you can get both. You save 29 cents on every pair of pints, 49 cents on every pair of quarts. And every drop is wonderful 1949 Glow Coat. One thing more. After you see that new 1949 Glow, if you're not convinced that the new Glow Coat is the finest self-polishing wax you've ever used, we'll refund every cent you paid plus postage. Will you do this right now? Because this offer is limited, make a note on your shopping list to order twin cans of Glow Coat from your dealer tomorrow. It was a cinch to be a druggist in Grandpa's day. A jug of creosote, a bottle of wintergreen, a couple of mustard plasters, a jar of leeches, and you were in business. But now, oh, brother, now a druggist must run a combination department store, hospital, book nook, candy kitchen, post office, and short order restaurant. But he still must handle a few leeches. And here's one of them with his wife in Kramer's Drugstore in Wistful Vista as we meet Fibber McGee and Molly.
And after you fix that fountain pen, Kramer, as per the guarantee, and trade me some razor blades for this tobacco that Doc Gandil will give me for Christmas that's stale, and give me one of them little wipers to wipe my glasses on, you can wrap a little adhesive tape around the neck of this bottle. It leaks.
This cleaning fluid, you didn't buy that here, Miggy. I don't handle that brand.
Oh, he bought that at the drugstore down the street, Mr. Kramer. They're having a one-cent sale. $1 a bottle or two for $1.99.
Yeah. You going to fix it or not? Business I give you, you think I might get a little service around here.
Yes, and the service I give you, you think I'd get a little business around here. All right, I'll fix it for you. I'll be back in a minute.
Thank you, Mr. Kramer. You know, dearie, you do impose on Mr. Kramer a little. For every 15-cent purchase, you demand $12 worth of service.
Well, that's the drug business, kiddo. I always say...
Oh, McGee, here's Dr. Gamble. Hello, doctor.
Hello, my dear. Hello there, melonhead.
Hi, witch doctor. Medicine man come this teepee, ask drug man grind up sassafras leaf, maybe cure hiccups.
Oh, crawl back into your Hogan, squaw face. I'm in here on business, which is probably more than you can say, having none of your own, which is why you're always meddling in other people's.
I suppose you're here to translate one of your prescriptions for Mr. Kramer, eh, doctor?
Yeah. He says your handwriting looks like a drunken centipede that stepped in the ink and staggered across your prescription pad.
Oh, McGee, I don't believe he ever said anything.
Kramer said he filled one of your prescriptions once without checking with you first, and it cured a woman of being left-handed.
That's a very silly...
He said it apparently called for 3 ounces of library paste, dissolved in peanut oil, mixed with paint remover, and put into capsules made out of .32 caliber revolver shells.
Now, McGee, that's a
Kramer
very...
Kramer said he gave some to his brother, too, who was also left-handed, too, and it had quite a different effect, too. He's still left-handed, but he walks around on his elbows and sings Lithuanian folk songs. Anyhow, Kramer thinks it's Lithuanian. Nobody can quite...
All right, comedian, all right. Kramer's been reading my prescriptions for 20 years without the slightest difficulty, so if you...
Hey, Doc!
Yeah, Ed?
Come on back here when you get a minute. I want to ask you about this prescription of yours. I can't make it out.
Okay, Ed. Going bowling tonight, McGee?
No, not tonight. Got a kind of a little rheumatism today, Doc. Nothing serious, just a little twinge in the small of my back.
Really? Well, I have news for you, Bean Brain.
You have?
Yes. I have seen your back, and it has no small. In fact, reading from top to bottom, it is large, larger, and largest. Kramer wants to see me.
McGee, why do you and the doctor have to bicker with each other every time you meet?
Oh, well, my gosh, he's old.
You know, you sound like two strange cats in the culvert. Heavenly days.
Pardon me, are you the pharmacist?
No, sis, but I know my way around here pretty well. What can I do for you?
Well, I'd like to buy this big Easter egg.
Oh?
We're having a party for my little brother, and, well, this egg is big enough to slice up for all the children. How much is it?
Well, the tag says $3.95, lady, but if I were you, I wouldn't let my children eat any of it.
Because... Oh, it won't hurt them, madam. Here's your $3.95, mister. And you needn't wrap it. Good day.
Good day, sis. She must be pretty nearsighted. But that football did look kind of like an Easter egg. Well, a sale is a sale. I better ring it up. Hey, look, what's the matter with this thing? The drawer don't come out.
Huh. You're not monkey with it, dearie. Tell Mr. Kramer about it.
Yeah. Hey, Kramer, the cash register is stuck.
Yeah, it's been doing that lately, McGee. Never mind it.
No, I'll fix it for you, Ed. Where do you keep the tools?
Under the counter, but... No, leave it alone.
Leave it alone, McGee. You always get...
What, when I can fix it in 5 minutes for a friend like Kramer? My gosh, all that's wrong with it is the drawer is stuck a little. Here.
Yeah, but now, dearie, you...
Stand by, kid. Don't hand me what I need. Now, let me see. I think if I pry it open on this side here, I can... Why, sure. Screwdriver.
Screwdriver.
Pliers.
Pliers.
Small piece of paper.
Small piece of... What for?
I'm tired of chewing this gum. Thank you. Now, let me see. If I take this here thing, put it there.
Billy Mills, the orchestra, and Grace Dunn.
Got this drawer jammed up, Kramer. It's stuck tighter than a piccolo player's pants to a fresh varnished camp chair at an August concert.
Just let it go, McGee. I'll get a man over tomorrow.
No, I'll dope it out. Now, don't worry. I'll get this baby fixed if it takes all day.
And it probably will. Maybe if you pry up underneath the drawer, dearie, you might be
able to... No, I tried that.
Now, look, McGee, will you please just leave the cash register broken? Yes, madam. Something I can do?
Now, let me see. If I can just get this drawer up and check the spring behind it. Hand me the pliers, will you?
Pliers.
Chisel.
Chisel.
Hammer.
Hammer.
Ole.
Ole. Huh?
Ole from the Elks Club.
Oh.
Just come in. Hi, Ole.
Hello, Ole.
Good morning, Mrs. McGee, what you doing to hand the cash register broken? If you'll excuse a foolish question.
I just stepped behind her to fix something, Ole. Drawer's busted.
Oh, good gracious. You want a safety pin?
No, the cash register's broke. I'm working on it.
You know how Mr. McGee is when something needs fixing, Ole.
Sure, I know. I got a ticket for parking by fire plug one time, Mrs. That's going to cost me $5. But McGee, he fixed it so it don't cost me nothing at all.
Well, good for him.
After he got through, I don't get $5 fine. I get 3 days in the workhouse.
Yeah, that was tough, Ole, but what happened?
You said it was tough.
Yeah.
3 days in the workhouse and I'm making no wages. Just donating my time.
Well, you're not making any dough here either. You come in to buy something?
Or were you just looking around?
I come here for my missus, Mrs. She wants some hair curlers.
Oh.
She's going to give herself a wave in the head.
Well, if she's going to give herself a home permanent, Ole, you ought to get her one of those new kits.
Oh, we don't need any new kits, Mrs. We got a house full of kits.
No, Molly means...
My kits don't make my hair curly. They make it stewed on end. Oh, there's Kramer.
Goodbye, Mrs.
Hey, goodbye.
Go on. This isn't getting this cash register drawer loose. Once I get this thing out of here and tighten up the spring in the back, it ought to work. Hammer, please.
Hammer.
Pliers.
Pliers.
Oil can.
Oil can.
Now, while the oil's soaking in good all over the drawer, I'll take you over and buy you soda. Hey, Kramer.
I'm right over here behind the newspaper, McGee.
Oh, I didn't see you. Look, I and Molly are going to have a soda. Watch the register, will you?
What do you think I've been doing, reading this paper?
We'll be right back, Mr. Kramer, and then you can relax again.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mrs. McGee, but that's a matter of opinion.
Well, come on, kid. Look at Wilcox over there. Who's he jabbering at?
I can't tell, but I can guess what he's jabbering about.
Yeah, me too. Well, come on, let's drop a few leaves. That guy's the most...
Well, you see, sir, it's not only a brand new 1949 glow coat with almost twice the shine for your floors as before, but with this new offer, the customer gets one-third more glow coat without extra cost.
No!
Naturally, sir, everybody knows that the new 1949 glow coat is the finest protection for linoleum floor coverings that money can buy. But remember that during this special offer, the customer gets one-third more for her money.
My gosh, who does he have? Hey, Junior.
Oh, hello, pal. Hiya, Molly.
Hello, Mr. Wilcox.
Excuse me while I finish with this gentleman here, kids. So, tell your wife about Glow Coat's new offer, sir. She already knows.
Yeah, but look, Junior.
She already knows how much time Glow Coat saves because it shines as it dries to a beautiful, lustrous finish without rubbing or buffing. But tell her about this new money-saving offer, sir, because... With...
Oh, who are you talking to, Mr. Wilcox?
That man behind the counter there, the well-dressed chap in the double-breasted suit.
Oh, cut it out, Waxy. That's the mirror behind the fountain. You're talking to yourself.
What? Well, gee whiz, kids. Can you imagine that?
He knew it.
I thought that fella looked familiar. I guess I got a little steamed up about this new offer. That
yes, we'd ask you more about it, Mr. Wilcox, but I have a strange feeling we'll hear it anyway. Will you have a soda with us?
No, thank you, Molly. I've got to go send a wire to my aunt.
Your aunt?
Yes, big squeeze, Wilcox. She's doing a stretch in Chicago.
Doing a stretch? My gosh, in jail?
Oh, no, pal. She's a girdle model at Marshall Field.
Squeeze Wilcox. That guy's got some of the strangest relatives I ever... Doggone it, where's that soda jerk? Oh, hey, Milt. How about some service here?
Okay, folks, I saw you. No use coming as you call me. Won't it be?
Well, now, let me see. I think I'd like
to... Don't make it too complicated, will you? I just got my counter cleaned up. Customers make a bigger mess than anybody.
Well, my wants are simple, bud. Just give me a plain, ordinary banana split with four scoops of ice cream, cherries, walnuts, marshmallow, strawberries, pineapple, and a dash of chocolate.
Give me just a chocolate marshmallow sundae, Milton.
Couldn't you take a banana split too, ma'am? It seems like a shame to split a whole banana just for one order.
Look, Milt, just put the whole banana on mine. That's okay. And get with it.
Well, a banana split is made with a split banana, Mr. McGee. 35 cents. If I used a whole banana and didn't split it, it wouldn't be a banana split. I wouldn't know how much to charge on the thing.
Oh, well, just give him a chocolate sundae, Milton.
Okay.
With vanilla ice cream.
We always make chocolate sundaes with chocolate ice cream. That's why we call it chocolate, see?
I want it with vanilla. I like vanilla. It's more healthier full. It's full of, It's full of,
Butter? Fat?
Yeah. Huh?
You wait right here. I'll ask Mr. Kramer about using a whole banana. It's the first time this problem ever came up.
I hope he doesn't realize he's serving sundaes on Tuesday. That'll really throw him.
That soda jerk is really a... Hey, there's Latrivia. Hi, Latrivia.
Hello, Mr. Mayor. Sit down and have a half a banana with us. We're going to have one left over.
Yeah.
Thank you, Molly. Hello, McGee. But I don't want anything. Oh, feels good to sit down for a few minutes. My feet hurt.
Been walking a lot, Latriv, or did you bruise your heels propping them up on your desk?
No. No, I had an accident last night.
Oh?
My car broke down about 3 miles out of town, and I couldn't hitch a ride. Had to come home by way of Shanks Mayor.
Who's he, Mr. Mayor? Do we know him?
Who is who?
Mr. Shanks. The man you said you came home on his horse?
Probably a farmer out that way. A lot of farmers out in the country, Molly.
Oh?
No room for a farm in the city.
Now, wait. Let's not get
lucky for you, the guy happened along with his mare, Latriv. You might have had to walk home.
I did have to walk home.
Huh?
That's why I said...
Why,
I
Mr.
Had to...
Mayor, you just finished telling us you rode home on a horse.
No. No, Molly, I said nothing about a horse. I
know. No, he didn't, Molly. He said he rode home on a mare. You see, a horse and a mare are two different kinds of horses. Like there's two different kinds of ducks. A drake and a rooster. Right, Latriv?
Yes. No. No. No, I... Look. I was using...
Did you know this Mr. Shanks before, Mr. Mayor? Or did he just come along and offer you his mare to ride?
Neither one. I didn't ask anyone to lend me a horse.
Mare, you said.
Mare.
Yeah.
Nobody offered a mare to me to ride.
Huh?
I didn't even talk to anybody.
Why, my gosh, Latriv, you mean you simply clung on that mare and galloped off without asking the order?
Why, Mr. Mayor, that's rustling.
Oh, no, no, I didn't say that.
Oh, dear, our own mayor, a horse thief. Is this the first horse you ever stole, Your Honor? On Your Honor?
No, it isn't. I mean, yes, it is. Look, you two are trying... I didn't heal anybody's horse.
Huh?
What?
Shanks Mayor is merely...
Now, Mr. Mayor, please. People are looking over this way.
Yeah. Pipe down, Latriv. Want the sheriff to hear you?
Here, Mr. Mayor. Have a glass of water.
Thank you.
Want an aspirin, boy? Hey, Milt, get the mayor a bear.
Never mind, thanks. I'll be all right.
Here's your sundae, folks. And I couldn't find the bananas, Mr. McGee. So I put an apple on yours.
Okay, Milt. My gosh, Latriv, if it's going to get you all excited, let's forget it. Molly and I can keep our traps shut.
Why, of course.
Thank you.
Certainly. And you do one thing for us, Mr. Mayor.
Gladly.
you go right home, and you call Mr. Shanks on the phone, and tell him you'll bring his horse around tonight.
Yeah. Bring his what?
Horse around, Mayor.
We know you're no horse thief, boy. You may crowd a ballot box here and there, but by George, we'll tell Shanks...
You don't have to sell tanks anything.
Huh?
Well, Hank.
Huh?
I didn't smell any hair from Manx.
Why, you said...
Hair from Manx? Thanks.
Don't mention it.
I never said I hold a heel there. Throw a heel there. You're the one that's refusing me of horse leaving a rush.
No.
Horse that little kid. He's snorting a half. Half sniffing a snap. I mean,
McGee?
Yes, boy?
Is everyone in the store looking at us?
Oh, indeed they are, Mr. Mayor.
Good. I have to leave now, and I won't have time to eat this pineapple sundae. So I want you to have it.
Oh, well, thanks, boy. I don't know if I can eat it,
You
but...
won't have to eat it, McGee. Just comb it out of your hair.
Comb my hair, will you, Bundy?
Good day.
I'll do it again, Mayor. That'll be 83 cents.
The King's Men and Lavender Blue.
Great-grandfather met great-grandmother when she was a shy young miss. Great-grandfather won